Good evening. This is Shobhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today called upon the Arunachal Pradesh Civil Service, FECS officers to take ownership of the state's growth and play a transformational role in its governance. Addressing the 16th triennial conference of the Arunachal Pradesh Civil Service Officers Association at Itanagar, Khandu highlighted the unique position of state civil service officers as both administrators and integral members of the communities they serve. The Chief Minister reiterated the government's commitment to empowering the state civil services through assured career progression, capacity building and autonomy. The event was also attended by Deputy Chief Minister Chonamain, Chief Secretary Manish Gupta and advisor to the All India State Civil Administrative Service Association, Shibdullah Dhillon. Reserve Bank has said that the Indian economy will retain its position as the fastest growing major economy during 2025-26. In its annual report, the RBI said a pickup in private consumption, healthy balance sheets of banks and corporates, easing financial conditions and the government's continued thrust on capital expenditure will help the Indian economy maintain its growth. The report said that the manufacturing sector is expected to gain further traction in 2025-26, supported by improvement in domestic demand, higher capacity utilization, healthy balance sheets of corporates and banks, and consumer and business optimism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for 15 mega development projects worth over 47,573 crore rupees in Kanpur, Uttar Pradesh. He also flagged off the Kanpur Metro's new corridor between Chuniganj and Nayaganj. In his address, the Prime Minister referred to Operation Sindoor, declaring that India has decisively dismantled terror hubs in Pakistan and will continue to act against any threat with determination. Earlier in the day, PM Modi also launched multiple development projects worth over 48,520 crore rupees in Karakat of Bihar. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah today announced a special relief package for residents affected by recent Pakistani shelling along the line of control, LOC, in Jammu and Kashmir. Speaking in the Poonch town after distributing appointment letters to families of the victims, Shah assured that the central government is committed to providing full support with damage assessments currently underway. The Supreme Court today directed that the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test for Postgraduate NEET PG 2025, which is scheduled for June 15, be conducted in a single shift rather than two shifts. A bench headed by Justice Vikram Nath instructed the authorities to arrange for the exam to be held in one shift and to ensure that full transparency is maintained throughout the process. The second day of the Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhijan, VKSA, was successfully organized today at Kitfell with Tawang MLA Namge Sering gracing the occasion as chief guest. The campaign aims to empower farmers through sustainable agricultural practices and government scheme outreach. Speaking on the occasion, the MLA stressed on awareness on region-specific sustainable farming practices, balanced fertilizer usage through soil health cards, and dissemination of key government schemes. Resource persons and officers from various allied departments joined to educate and inform farmers, ensuring that this campaign reaches its goal of empowering farmers. The Meteorological Center of Itanagar has focused red alert over five districts, Lower Subansiri, West Kameng, West Siang, Lohit and Changlang. The weather office also issued orange alert over six districts and yellow alert over 14 districts in the state. These districts are likely to receive thunderstorms with lightning and extremely heavy rain with gusty winds at isolated places over the next 24 hours. Meanwhile, around 100 houses along with essential infrastructure were severely affected as the Sigin River crossed danger levels in Upper Subansiri district. Heavy rainfall triggered flash floods causing extensive damage in several localities. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.